Reformed Church.
Just something that I wanted just to share with you quickly, and let me read this to you. If you guys want to turn to it, that's fine too. In Colossians chapter 2, let me just turn there myself. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 1, it says, "For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." So Paul was just talking about how much he desired to go there and to see them, and how he was, he hadn't got an opportunity to see these folks face to face yet. And then he says that, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together and attaining to all, and this is the part I wanted to read to you, and attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. And I just wanted to encourage you in this, that there are, it was just really something that ministered to me, and I thought it would be really good to share it with you, that, you know, sometimes, I think we've all heard, you know, don't grow weary and well-doing and all of that stuff, right? But the thing is, you know, there's something so very special about the way the Lord words this specifically here, that what he's saying is that there are riches to be had, to experience in your life, right, that come from a full assurance of understanding in any area of your life, right, that when the Lord is encouraging you and telling you, you know what, you keep growing in the knowledge of God and of Christ, right, keep growing and keep, especially obviously like in a church like ours where you're, you know that you're going in the right direction, you're looking at the knowledge that is based and anchored on Jesus Christ, that when you're doing that, that you know that there are, the way he words it here, riches of the full assurance of understanding. Now that could be taken, I think, two ways. It could be taken, you know, the riches of the full assurance of understanding, meaning like you didn't know Christ and now you came to a full assurance of faith. But also, there are key things in this chapter that speak to the fact that these people were saved that he was writing to. So that's why I'm coming at it from that angle. But regardless of that, the thing that I think is just really good is knowing that, you know, for the Lord to be telling, you know what, there are riches to be had for you to, things for you to see, things for you to take advantage of in your life if you just continue. Like, there's been things I was actually sharing with Pastor Mike a couple days ago, things that the Lord was just sharing with me about how there are, you know, there are like questions, like things that I question in my mind, not questions like for the Lord, like things that I just seem like unbelievable to me, that there are, you know, the gospel is so, so good, and that people have, some people have like a reluctance to accept certain things, and obviously this hasn't gone everywhere, but you know, we've seen enough of people having a reluctance to receive certain things, and the Lord just kind of bringing me back to just Jesus, you know, and he was reminding me of certain things that we believe in resurrection, and obviously in the power to wealth, and in just so many things, right, that the Lord has taught us in rest for our body and the work of the Spirit being performed through us, and so many things. And it's an awesome thing that when you look at the things that the Lord has been teaching us over the years, and you look at what the root of those things are, the root of all of them is Jesus Christ and him crucified. So, you know, when you look at things that are out there that the church has received and things that the church believes, and maybe not even just so believes, but I guess believe would be the right thing, like certain doctrines that the church has adopted throughout the years, and yet it falls short of anchoring to Christ, right? It anchors to some teaching, to something, to some scripture, but it doesn't anchor to Jesus Christ. So, and that's really how you know that what the Lord has been teaching and what he's encouraging you to continue in, if there are things that you can map, what I was telling Pastor Mike is, if you can draw a dotted line right back to the cross, like what an awesome thing that is, and what an like what that does to your heart, to be like, wow, like that, that's just such, it was such an encouragement to me to just, to keep thinking about things. I just kept, I was actually really, to be honest with you, I was just in Colossians 2. I didn't even read much. I mean, other scriptures came to mind, but I was just reading Colossians 2, and it was so many things, thing after thing, and he kept bringing me back and said, see, that right there, right? That's what you believe of me, and that's anchored in Christ. And then I would just keep, I was just minding my business reading. And he said, there's another thing, right? And that's anchored in Christ. And it was just thing after thing. And then he kind of topped it off in that morning, just showing me again and reminding me again that there are riches for us to be had, like things for us to take advantage of, things that we have not even yet seen that are coming just for the simple fact that we've just continued in a single truth and in the doctrine of Christ. So, you know, so just keep going in that. You know, I would definitely question things that you have in your mind or things maybe that you feel that you believe that aren't anchored in Christ, but definitely for God's sake, right, and for our own, definitely don't let go of things that are anchored on the cross, right? Like if you can see that, you can see it in Jesus, right, in Christ crucified, or you could see it come back as something that's been provided for us on the cross, right? Hold tightly to those things. Don't let it go, right? Because what's there to trade it in for something that isn't, right, anchored on the cross, right? There's no trade in for that. So anyway, good stuff.
All right. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. You know, it's funny too, is that you sometimes even in your own thinking or in sharing with other people, you may think sharing and just talking about the cross specifically and how everything ties to it, that somehow, like, you know, oh, I don't want, you know, like I know that, so you kind of maybe would put it off, or you would say, oh, someone else knows that, so you put it off, you know, from sharing it with somebody else. But really, for anyone that's really seeking God, those things are always really powerful reminders, because you understand what it really means. I mean, I will say to some people, if you say the cross, it doesn't mean much, because they don't see that there are really any benefits to it. And so the cross is really a weak thing to a lot of people. So hearing about the cross doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel powerful, it doesn't feel relevant. And if that's you, and you do hear about the cross, and if that kind of doesn't really do anything for you, or if you kind of hear it and you say, oh, you know, that's good, I approve of that, but it doesn't really excite you or anything, it's because you don't see the benefits that the cross produces. And I was actually just talking to Brother Andre just recently, and I think it was Brother Andre, and I was just saying that, you know, when it comes to the cross, how it's when you know the glory that the cross has produced, the glory that's followed the cross, and you know that, you know, the benefits that we have because of it, that's when teaching the cross or someone reminding you about the cross really feels powerful. But, you know, for a long time, the cross to me, and I'm sure to most of us, was, you know, forgiveness of sins, and it was a few different things, but it wasn't as relevant as it is right now to every single area of your life where you really realize that Jesus conquered the world and to redeem us from it and from this present evil age. And, you know, and it's not really until you know those benefits that the cross is really going to sound powerful to you. So I wouldn't feel bad if someone's listening and says, you know, that doesn't really sound powerful to me. It doesn't excite me to hear someone talk about the cross. And that is exactly, I'm diagnosing it for you. That is exactly why, is because you don't realize the benefits of the cross. Because if someone were to say you won the lottery, that would excite you. And that don't even fix all your problems. That might just help you, maybe, with one. Not to mention most people that win the lottery are back where they were in just a year or so. But you'd still get excited because you know it's not because you're winning paper. You know, you're not excited about paper. You're excited about what you think that can do for your life. But the cross, man, if you saw what the cross could do to your life or into other people's lives, that's what would make you excited about it. Not because of the wooden thing on the hill or wherever the cross was, but because of what it does for you.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.